So Chicago has a new mayor, Rahm Emanuel. I think you should all be shocked at that. And you shouldn't be shocked at this article from a CBS local station that talks about how elections officials fielded. Of course, they probably filed after they got them fielded to them. Get it? Thousands of complaints as voters went to the polls in the elections for mayor and city council on Tuesday. As a CBS investigator reporter reported, some of the complaints allege that Illinois state representatives were involved in physical confrontations. A voter claims that a state representative, Joseph Lyons, used foul language and obscene gestures, then chest-butted his precinct poll watcher, who was complaining about illegal electioneering. Lyons admitted he bumped into a poll watcher who got in his way but denied hitting them. Chicago police were called about an incident, but the victim decided to press charges. Meanwhile, two election judges were kicked out of a polling place, and another got into an argument with firefighters who were hosting the polling place. The Chicago Board of Elections Chairman Landon Nagel said that at a polling place inside a firehouse, an election judge felt the space was too cozy, not comfortable enough, and the firemen had to remove the fire trucks from the firehouse and park them on the street. The firemen refused to move the fire trucks, and a dispute rose, and the judge walked out and abandoned his work. Two judges removed from a polling place for showing up drunk. So you got to wonder if this is just old-fashioned Chicago electioneering. I think it probably was. Will Rahm Emanuel be a good mayor? Who knows? Actually, who cares? Will he be like a Blagojevich eventually, more interested in his own image than the people of Chicago? Only time will tell. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.